Thank you, Pat. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As Pat has just shown us, we've achieved record results for the half year, with operating profit up at 12.2 billion rand and reflecting a pleasing increase of 12%. Just bearing in mind that our operating profit, and therefore our earnings, benefited by the increase in oil prices and the weakened currency, and if we could bear this in mind as we move through the income statement. As you can see here, turnover increased by 22% compared to last year. Just to note that two-thirds of our turnover is generated from operations in South Africa, whilst 80% of our turnover arose from production in South Africa. The operating profit benefited to the extent of 3.6 billion rand from the currency and the oil price effect, and this was partly offset by the impact of the shutdown at Synfuels and lower volumes at Synfuels Polymers and Solvents. The operating profit was also offset by the inflationary impact on costs, which I will show later on as I go through the divisional review. ONS has been classified as a discontinued operation, as you can see there, and that was done as at the 30th of June, and our focus will be on continuing operations going forward. Looking at profit from continuing operations, we can see the increase of 16% there to 8.3 billion rand, and that was before adjusting for minority interests and the effect of capital items. Minority interests increased with the sale of 25% of Sasol Oil to Swarisano and the 25% sale of Romco. The capital items mainly comprise the net effect on disposals amounting to 720 million rand, and that relates to a profit of 315 million rand realized on the sale of the 25% of oil to Swarisano and 346 million rand relating to the sale of Romco. Moving on to earnings from discontinued operations, you can see discontinued operations being the ONS business reflected a loss of 97 million rand before adjusting for the effect of capital items. The capital items mainly comprise the fair value write-down here of 420 million rand, which arose due to an accounting quirk, as I call it. It relates to IFRS 5, which prescribes the treatment that we no longer recognize depreciation on an asset held for sale. So the 420 million rand write-down approximates the depreciation for the year. It's important to note that the net asset value of the ONS business remains unchanged from that disclosed at the 30th of June 2006. The SA Energy cluster dominated group operating profits, increasing by 10% to 10.9 billion rand, and the SA Energy cluster contributed 89% of the total operating profit of the group. The SA Energy cluster also contributed 74% to the increase in the operating profit for the group. I will be going through the detail of each of these businesses in the divisional review. So moving on to the International Energy cluster, it reflects a small loss of 14 million rand, with SSI reflecting increased project activity and SBI reflecting a good growth in profits. The chemical cluster was overall stable but affected by lower volumes, which impacted by 2%. A 2% decline was shown on our operating profit of 1.2 billion rand for the year.